Good morning and welcome to the 48th annual conference on immigration and nationality law. Our first speaker is Paul Parsons. And how many have you been to, Paul?
48.
That's right. He's the record holder on our planning committee. He has been to every single one of the conferences. And so we are, again, happy to have you. Paul Parsons is an attorney here in Austin, Texas. He has been practicing immigration law since 1978. He was appointed by Governor Ann Richards as the chair of the Governor's Advisory Committee on Immigration and Refugees. He was the chair of the State Bar Committee on Laws Relating to Immigration and Nationality from 1990 to 2005. He has been the chair of the Examinations Committee for Board Specialization. He has been served as an elected director on the Board of Governors for the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He was the past chair of the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He's been the past chair of the ALA National Consumer Protection Committee, past president of the Austin chapter of the Federal Bar Association, past board member of the American Immigration Council, and a frequent speaker at all of our conferences. But above all of that, he is a fantastic human being, and we are so happy to have him today, and he's going to kind of give you a rundown. He's going to set the stage for the rest of the conference and kind of outline what immigration law is all about. So thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Michelle.
Immigration is a lot like the weather. You can never completely control the movement of people across borders. And I'm glad to see so many accredited representatives and newer lawyers here today from so many wonderful agencies like American Gateways, RAISES, the Baptist Center. Sometimes it's frustrating to practice immigration law. There's so many negative developments, but I'm happy to report that this year we finally had a really positive development, and that's the Biden-Harris proposal, and it's actually in place now, called Keeping Families Together. Immigration's all about people, so this is keeping families together. And it won't help everyone, but it could help maybe 500,000 families. Because this is for the spouse and stepchildren and widows and widowers of a U.S. citizen who have been living in our country for 10 years, frequently parents of U.S. citizens. And under this program, they can register and show that they've been here 10 years, that they were married before President Biden announced this on June 18th, and that they were married to the U.S. citizen, or if a widow, to the deceased U.S. citizen, and come out of the shadows, get fingerprinted, show that they don't have a significant conviction, and get a three-year work permit. The process is called parole in place. Now, unfortunately, Ken Paxton and some other attorney generals that he brought together have filed a case in federal court to try to stop this wonderful program. Why would you do that? I don't understand. It only helps families and our communities and our country. But right now, these spouses and stepchildren and widows and widowers can apply, but because of the federal court litigation, the cases just have to sit on the shelf. We're very hopeful that will prevail, and that this program will come together so they could at least get a three-year work permit, and then many of them could turn around, if otherwise admissible, and apply for the permanent resident green card status. For those of you who are newer, I think, as I said, it helps to remember that immigration is all about people, and our basic system puts people into one of five different categories. Everyone in this room, everyone in our country, falls pretty much into one of these five categories. And that is, let's pull up the slide.